make a lot of noise. Fire off rifles. Or what?
Charivari.
Huh?
Charivari.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Is that what you mean? They would have a charivari. We never did use that very much, but I know the word.
What did people do around here?
Oh, nothing except follow the car with bells and so forth and so on.
Did they use that
never
word?
Shoot rifles, anything like that.
Uh-huh. Did they use that expression, sheriff?
Only on rare occasions.
Uh-huh.
It was rather an insulting kind of a celebration.
Oh, it was?
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
It insinuated that the marriage was necessary. It's French expression, I think.
Was it like that word banquet? Was that?
Maybe you might say that, yes.
It was used just by certain?
Well, it wasn't used in general. I know it wasn't used generally, but it was used every now and then.
Say if you had been in New Orleans last week. You say, last week I went
to New Orleans.
Okay. Would you use the word down or up or over?
I'd say I went down to New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
We went down to New Orleans.
Why would you say down?
Because it's south.
Uh-huh. Could you give me an example of how you'd use up or over?
I'm going up to Vicksburg next week. I'm going to Jackson next week. I'm going up to Chicago. I'm going over to Birmingham.
Uh-huh.
I'm going over to Meridian.
Because it's east and, and west?
We're going over to California this summer. That's why I'm using it.
You say he doesn't live here, he lives
there. He lives over there.
Uh-huh. Or
yonder.
The road he lives.
Down the road.
Okay.
Up the road.
And say if there was trouble at a party, you'd say the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the
whole bunch.
Okay. And when young people is that insulting to say whole bunch?
No, well, maybe a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Yes, maybe a tiny bit. It implies that everybody was behaving a little bit informally, we'll say.
Uh-huh. What the word bunch does?
Just to say that he arrested the whole bunch.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Any other word you'd use besides bunch to refer to a group of people?
Yes, you could say the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The whole gathering, you could say the gathering.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And when young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music, you'd call that a
dance.
Okay. Do you remember different kinds of dances?
Well, of course, there's such a thing as a formal dance and an informal dance. Do you mean like that, or do you mean like a waltz and a two-step?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you mean? Which one?
Just what are the different kinds of?
Well, in my teenage or so forth, the main dances were the waltz and the two-step.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, after that came the Charleston,
mm-hmm.
and what else? The tango,
mm-hmm.
and let's see, not much square dancing, although that's been done later.
Did people used to have dances a lot?
Yes, they had dances.
Were they formal occasions?
Yes, they were rather formal occasions.
Mm-hmm.
They might be informal occasions. But they had dances in private homes around here. Many dances took place up at Stanton Hall and maybe in other places. So yes, and I can think of dances in various houses.
It'd be rather large gatherings?
Yes, or they might be just small gatherings, not too large.
Mm-hmm.
All depending on who was giving it.
Mm-hmm.
And for what?
Mm-hmm.
For what occasion?
Did they ever have debutantes?
Not enough.